Okay, Shalom Aleichem Rabbozi. Today's daf is Erev and daf Chof Ches. We are here at the bottom of Chof Zayin Amud Beis. We have been in a discussion in terms of what you're allowed to buy, with money that has been redeemed in place of Maaser Sheni. Again, Maaser Sheni, two options. You can take the fruit to Yerushalayim and eat it there, or you can redeem it and then take the money to Yerushalayim and buy food with that money. So the Gemara had been darshaning out what exactly you're not allowed to buy with that money. We had quoted a pasuk and we had said there was a klal upon a klal, or maybe a ribui miyot ribui, a bunch of drushes, different ways to learn the pasuk and learn the halacha. Right? They would have different halachic outcomes depending on the way you darshan out the pasuk. So the last thing we had just said is that there are two brisas that explain, if you have a klal upradu klal, and if you have a general rule, a specific example, and a general rule, which our pasuk does have, so then we're gonna dan elakena prat. We're gonna say that everything that's included in this halacha has to be similar to the prat, to the specific examples given in the pasuk. And just to reiterate, the pasuk says, "V'nasatar kesef asher b'chol asher." You can use the money to buy whatever you want. That's a klal, that's a generalization. Then it gives examples. Babakar, uvatzon, bayan, uveshechar. You have four examples. And then you have b'chol asher tishchalam shecha, and you can buy whatever you want, whatever your soul, whatever your heart desires. So you have a klal upradu klal, a generalization, a specific examples, and a generalization. So the last thing we had just said is that according to these tanaim, the two brises rather, one of them says, what are the similarities? What is the example set in the pasuk? So one of them had said, it has to be something that is fruit from fruit, which I didn't explain so well yesterday, but Rashi says, if you look at pre-mi-pri, so about seven or eight lines up in Rashi, so egel nolad mi'imo, v'chein set, v'anavim mechartzonim, something that is born from the same thing. And you have, for example, you have a cow is born from a cow. You have a sheep is born from a sheep. Grapes are born, quote unquote, from the seeds of grapes. So it has to be something that is similar to that. Vigidu li karka, it has to also grow from the ground. The other Bryce had said that the examples given in the pasuk are specifically prat mefura vlad vlados haaretz. It has to be something that was created. If you look at Rashi over here. Now, Vlad Vladus Haaretz, a little bit lower down, Shenivru Min Haaretz B'Maisa Breishis, something that was created from the land in Maisa Breishis. So the Gemara at this point wants to know what we're up to is Mai Benayu. What's the difference between learning the Pasuk in those two different ways? Now we're three lines up on the bottom of Chaf Zayin Amud Beis. What is the difference between those two brisas and what would you exclude versus include depending on how you learned? Right, again, whether it's pre-mi-pre, you do the karka, or if it's vlad, vlodos ha'aretz. Amar Abaye says, dogim ikim beinayu. They have fish. The nafkamina is fish. Because the mandamar pre-mi-pre, you do the karka, according to the one who says that it has to grow from the, be nourished by the ground and be pre-mi-pre. Right? So, honey dogim, you do the karka, ninu. Fish are, you do the karka. They are nourished from the ground. Rashi says, because she had dogim dizonim in a karka, right? We're holding that the fish do draw some sort of nourishment, whether it's from the salt in the sea or whatever it is, from the ground itself. If you look at the psukim and brachos, so the fish seem to have been created from the water. So that's not created from the ground. So therefore, that brisa would exclude fish from being something that you're allowed to buy with money of Maaser Sheni. The Gemara says, "V'chayam Rabbi, Doug, you do the karka ninu." Does Rabbi really hold that fish? Again, if you may have been wondering, right? Does Rabbi really hold that fish get their nourishment? They grow, quote unquote, from the ground. From Rabbi, Rabbi says, "Achol putisa," a different context whatsoever. This is, if you look at Rashi, a sheretz hamayin. We're not allowed to eat shkatzim and ramasim, right? Things that are creepy, crawly, things that are treif, and there are different types. There's one that's in the water, one that's on the ground, one that's in the air. So depending on what you eat, you may be subject to many counts of maisris, or many different isurim, because the psukim say several times, don't eat these items. So a putisa is, if you look at Rashi, it's a sheretz hamayim, So there, loka arba, you're going to violate four isurim, and therefore you get four malkas. Nimala, if you eat an ant, that is a sheretz on the ground. So you add one more, there's another pasuk, another isur for sheretz on the ground, so loka chamesh, you get five. Tzira, that's one, that's like a wasp that flies in the air, so then loka shesh, then you get six malkas. Vim isan, if you're telling me that fish or water creatures are really draw their nourishment from the ground, putisa nami lokimishum sheretz sheretz al aretz. You should also count the putisa, which is a water sheretz, should also count as a land sheretz. So Ravina says no. So it can't be fish, because fish, your body does not hold that they grow from the ground, and they would both agree, those tanaim, and the brises, right, we saw before some tanaim that would disagree, but those two brises that we just quoted at the end would both agree that fish you cannot buy with food from Iser Sheni. But, so what's the nafkamina between them? So, Amar Ravina, Ofosi Gabinayu. It's not fish, but it's birds. The Mandalar Prima Pivadu the Karka, according to the one who says it has to be born from each other, right, from a like item, and Gadu the Karka has to get this nourishment from the ground, and now we can do the Karka in him. So birds count. The Mandalar Blood is Ares, for to. According to Mandalmer says, it has to be something that was created in Maisa Brejish from the ground. Hani ofos min ha-rekak nivro. Birds were created from rekak. What is that? So Rashi here doesn't say. But if you look at the Likutei Rashi, quotes a Rashi in Chulin, it says, a place that has mayim viyabasha. For whatever reason, I'm not sure what that means. It's very hard to understand what Maisa Brejish means as it is. But that birds were created from the ground and the sky. Again, maybe perhaps that's one of the reasons why they live in both, but whatever, meaning birds do not qualify as only Geduli Karka. Okay, they were not only, not Geduli Karka, they were not only created from the ground, they were also created with some sort of sky. Okay, fine. So, Marbe Ofos, my time, according to the one who includes birds, so now what's the logic? Well, Mandema Mayat. Ofos my time. And the one who excludes birds, what's his logic? So the Madamar be Ofos Gasavra, the guy who the Brisa that includes birds as part of the thing you can buy with Miser Sheni Mama Miser Sheni money. So Klola Basra Davka. He holds the way he darshens out the Pasuk, right? He had a klal cut a klal, he holds that the second klal is the Iker klal. And therefore, you have a what's called a prat and a klal. Again, if you look at the end of Rabbi Shmuel, so there are different ways to darshan out these things, depending on what you have. If you have a klal, a prat, a klal, and a dan elokein a prat, again, as we mentioned earlier, you learn the drasha based on the examples given in the pasuk. If you have a pratu klal, so that's as the, meaning if the prat is first, and then the klal is second, so then, as the Gemara says right here, keep on going right there, Nasa Klal, mostly follow Prat. We learn as if that the generalization adds on to the specific case. Visra Bululu Kolmidi, and it includes everything else. The Hani Klala, and the first Klal, then again, going back to the Klal of Protoklal, right, if you have two of them, if the second one is the Iker, so the first one is Lemute, it comes to exclude something. Something that is not similar in both ways, meaning that it's not Gedulei Karka and it's not Primi Pri. Okay, but since birds are do resemble that in both ways, so then they are included in the din of Maaser Sheni money. According to the Braisa who says that you cannot have birds, not buy birds, then he holds that the klal is learned like this. The klala kama. Klala kama dafka, the first klal is the ikar klal. Klal uprat, and therefore, instead of having a pratu klal, you have a klal uprat. And the way you learn that is ve'in b'klal elamash b'prat. The only thing that we're going to include in the general rule is something that is specific to the example. So, hani in midiachrinin lo, only these. Ve'anhu, ve'ahani klala basra, the ribuye called the damile v'shloshet dalim. And the last klal is going to include something that is similar in all three cases. Right, again, the last price is going to include, it has to be, it has to have been created from the ground in Mycebracius. So since birds are not entirely similar to the prat, to the examples given in the Pasuk, so we're going to exclude birds from the halachos of Miser Sheni. Okay, right, not taking Miser Sheni from birds, obviously, but buying birds with Maaser Sheni money. Okay, if that was a little bit of difficult drushes, so now back to Erevin. I'm not sure which is more difficult, but okay, fine. But I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mishmeider Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmeider Rav Me'arvin B'Papuin Uvechagloglos Uvegudgudanios. Okay, we had said before, yesterday, that to make an Erev Tchumim, you need to use food. So, are you allowed to use these items? So these items you are allowed to use. And the last one is the one we're going to discuss, good gaduos. That's something called coriander, which is either a vegetable or a spice, I'm not sure. I think perhaps both. Either way, so you can use those three items, avalo b'chazis v'alo b'kafnios. You can't use chazis and kafnios. We're going to actually talk about the last three. Okay, either way. So let's dive into it. If a good gaduos be ma'arivin, can you really make an erev with coriander? Is that really considered food? Tanya, they were within a raisa, good gaduos. I should really get it right? Good gaduos, merabe banim. Vatanya, we learned in Abraisa. Good gudanios, this coriander type stuff. Merube banim, if a person is zoche to have a lot of children, so then yochu, he's allowed to eat it. Chasuche banim, if a person does not, rachman alatzan, have children, so then, or really many children, does not have many children, then lo yochu, then you should not eat it. Rashi says over here, because this coriander reduces the amount of zera in a person. So if you tell me it's negative, oh, well, that's got a little farther, sorry. If imhukshu lezera, and if it became very hard, meaning to the point where you can use the seeds, afmarubi banim lo yochlu, and even someone who has a lot of children, he shouldn't eat it, because then it's really straight up dangerous to your health. According to, if it's not hard yet, so then it just makes a person's, I guess, semen have less zera in it, I guess. It's harder to have children. And if it gets, if this coriander gets hard, then it's actually detrimental to the person's health, straight up. So how could you tell me this is a food that you can eat and use as an erev? So Gemara says, Targuma ashalohuk shalazera umurabi banim. Okay, so it must be that the case is, where you can use the coriander as an erev, is that it's not hardened yet, and to the point where it's not ripened yet fully, umurabi banim, and the person has a Baruch Hashem, a lot of children, so it's not a big deal for him to eat this coriander. V'boy same, another answer, we're going to have two more. Lolom l'chashasukhe banim, really it's a case where the guy, Rachman al-Tzlan, does not have children, and he shouldn't eat this because he's trying to have children. But the chazir l'murubi banim, since it's fit to be eaten by people who do have a lot of children, so then it's fine, right? Just like, where do we see an example of that? Just like our Mishnah, milotan marvin l'nazir b'yayin l'shol b'truma. Right? You don't need to make food that the person himself can eat. You need to just use food that is edible in general, right? So too, so a nazir is allowed to use wine, and a yisrael is allowed to use truma for his eretz kumin. So ama afakav de lo chazir l'hai, chazir l'hai. Right? It just doesn't have to be shayach for this person to eat. It can be just food in general. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a person who has a lot of kids. V'boy sema, or another answer, kikam arav behandak duke madoya. Or you could just say it's a different type of coriander that is not actually does not actually have negative health ramifications by eating it. Okay, fine. Uvechazis lo, and again, the Bryce had said you're not allowed to use chazis. This is also a vegetable, not sure what it is exactly. Rashi says it's something that's not fully ripe. Shachas shel tvua kashu yarok. So I guess it's unripened tvua, unripened grain. So apparently it's green. So are you not allowed to use an erev? That doesn't work for an erev. Right, you can use them for an eruv, and you make a dama. Right, you see chaziz straight up. You can use it and make a bracha. So the Gemara says, "Halo kasha, hamakami dasar rav the bavel, halo lo vaser dasar rav the bavel." Okay, so the first enochanami is no stira, because the first time brisa, when he said it wasn't food, that's when he was still with the Eretz Yisrael. But when it came to bavel, excuse me. So then Rav saw that people were eating this stuff. Okay, then he changed his mind. So Gemara says, one second, Bavel havi ruv b'dama? What, Bavel is most of the world, right? Even though people in Bavel eat it, so why would that necessarily mean that this is categorically something that people eat, and that it's mutter for people to use it in an Erev? Ve'atanya, with other b'raisa, ha'pul v'asoro v'atilson shezran li'yarok. If you planted any of these beans, barley, or tilson is one of the simanim, Rosh Hashanah, Yana Dioma, it's one of the weird translations, like fenugreek or something. So, or beets or lentils, I'm not sure. Okay, either way, these things, if you planted these items to eat, ligerek, as vegetables, so then butl daitza, etzel kol adam. So your das is mevato, because most people don't do that, right? That's the seed, it's not the vegetable that most people use this produce for. And therefore, the zara, the zraim, the seeds are chayiv in maisros, but the vegetable is not. Because people don't usually eat it. And so too these other vegetables that are planted for vegetables. You can take miser from both of them, both the seeds and the vegetable itself. If you plant them for the seeds, so then and also you get both of them. I guess either way, meaning either way for these two vegetables specifically, both of them are significant. But we see earlier that, what's it called? That if a person planted the pull or the beans or the barley and etc. for the vegetable, for the stalk or whatever it is, it's a kodam. We see that your das, a person's specific intent, does not override the general usage for this food. So just because Rav went to Bavel and saw them eating this chaziz doesn't necessarily mean that that would change the status of it throughout the world. So the Gemara says, Kikama Rav, yeah, it's a bit. A lot of hard words on this daf. B'diginu naisa. That's talking about that. No, that is actually chaziz that is eaten and used. The vegetable is used. It's a different, family or strain or whatever word you want to use. A different different type really of this vegetable, and therefore it is food. And you say adama, you can use that as an erev. So Gemara says zera gargir l'may chaziz. So what about what you mentioned? The zera gargir that you take. Meiser from it. So, what do you do? Use it for? Rabbi Yochanan, shekain rishonim shelo hayalem pilpulim sochekin oso umadbilin bo atzatzli. It was basically a pepper substitute back in the day. If you didn't have any pepper or spices, people would dip their tzli, their roasted meat, in this. Okay, it was a flavoring for steak. Okay. Rabbi Zera kavachalish megirsay. Rabbi Zera had a hard time. This is fascinating for me. At least this anecdote for me is fascinating. Rabbi Zera ki have a cholish migirse. When Rabbi Zera was tired of learning, he needed to take a break. Right? We often view these Tanayim and Amorayim as and Gedolim. Right? Certainly, if you read one of the Gedolim books that Art School puts out, these people are just machines and they never stop learning. Well, here the Gemara says straight up, so Rabbi Zera needed a break. Hey, when he became tired from learning, again, in a chinami, Rabbi Zera probably learned like 15 hours a day or more. But when he did need a break at some point, so what would he do? So, Hava Azal V'yosiv HaPischa de Rabbi Yehuda Barami. He would go sit by the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yehuda Barami. Amar ki nafki v'ayli Rabbanan, at least when the Rabbanan come back and forth, Eku mikamayo v'kabal buhu agra. Right, at least I'll get up for them, I'll stand up for them, right? You'll get out of your seat a little bit, and I'll get some sort of schar. I mean, he's not going to waste his time, choose your Musar example here. He wasn't going to waste his time. He's going to go to the Beis Medrash. At least I can stand up for Talmid Chachamim. Nafak also Yenuka the Beirav. Yeshiva kid came out. Right, really could be a little kid. But either way, somebody learning the Beis Medrash came out, a child. Amalei Mayag Agmaracha Rabcha. What did your Rebbe teach you? So Amalei, so the kid said back to him, Kesus. Kesus is hops or kshus, I think. Bore Pre Adama. The bracha you make on hops is Bore Pre Adama. Chaziz, again, this item, this grain that's not unripe and is still green that we've been talking about. So that is Shakal Nehabivoto. So Amarlei, either of us, Rabbi Zera, said back to the kid, right? Can you imagine? Or Rabbi Zera, one of the Gedolim, one of the Amorayim, arguing with a little kid. I said, what do you mean? The opposite is makes more sense. Ipcha Mistabra. Hai Me'ara Kamarbi. Right here, the grain, the green, comes from the ground. And the hops, which is Gemara's going to say is not true, but here the Gemara at least assumes, or Rabbi Zera thought, that the hops is nourished from the air, like a mushroom. So therefore you should say sha'achol. So the Gemara says, v'hilkasaki yunukka deberav. And fascinatingly enough, the halacha is like the kid. So my time, what's the reason? Because I Gemara pire, my love Gemara pire, because hops is fully ripened. So you say boy pre adama. The high love kumar period, but when the grain that is still green and not fully mature, it's not fully ripe, So you can't say ha'adam on that. Umayda kamarta on that, when you're telling me v'hayme ara karavi, that the grain, the unripe grain comes from the ground, v'hayme avira karavi, and the hops gets nourishment from the air, lohi, it's not true. Kshus nami ara karavi, right, hops also grows from the ground, d'kazinan, d'kaplinan, la lehiz masa umayse kashusa. We see that if you cut around the plant all around it, so then the hops dies. Meaning if you cut it off from the ground, the hops does not grow. So obviously, if you cut off the source from the ground, so then that will tell me that the hops does indeed draw its nourishment from the ground. Okay. Ubekafnios in ma'arivin, is it really true that you can't do an eruv with kafnios? Kafnios are dates that do not mature. So the Gemara says, "Vatanya kor nikach bekasif meiser." One second, kor, which is hearts of palm, again like the inside. I think it's the inside of a palm tree, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, but it's actually hearts of palm, right? Like the inner part of a palm tree. So they are allowed to be bought with meiser sheni. Again, it's considered a food. Vei metame tumas ochlem. But on the other hand, it's not metame tumas ochlem, meaning maybe it's not considered a food. Right, if it's not makabel tumah, it's not a food, it's not makabel tumah. So unclear, so we're going to see what, obviously that doesn't make so much sense, but we'll see what that is in a second. Kafnios, again, our topic, these dates that don't mature, nikachos because meiser mitamos tumas ochlem, right, they're considered food, so therefore you can buy them with meiser sheni money, they're metame, they're makabel tumah. Rabbi Yehuda says, kor hari ka'etzel chol devarav, that kor, this hearts of palm, is considered wood for everything. Elo shenikach bekesef meiser, but you can buy it with Meiser Sheni money. And obviously that's exactly what Tanakama said, but okay, we'll see what the difference is. The Kafnias Ram can pre the Khod of Ram, and these dates that don't mature are like fruit. Elishap Turis Ben of Meiser, but you don't have to give Meiser from them. So the Gemara said, well, it's again, so if you're telling me that these Kafnios, these dates, they should be shaykh for, if they're food, right, so they should be shaykh for an eruv. So Gemara says, awesome, over there, you're talking about bidin nischani. I didn't realize that there are male and female palm trees, but apparently nischani is a male palm tree, and apparently these dates that don't ripen is the final, you know, I guess it doesn't really ripen. Meaning, not because it's unripe and it will ripen, I mean, that's the end of the fruit's growth. So that is fine. I mean, at that point, if it's done, so that's the food that it is, so then you can use it as an eruv. Rav says you can't use it as an eruv. He's talking about dates from a female palm tree, which apparently will ripen more, and since they're not complete yet, so then you cannot use them as an eruv. Gemara says, nah, I don't like that. Yachi, b'hol lema Rabbi Yehuda peturos min ha'meiser. So if that's true, why would Rabbi Yehuda say they're pater from the meiser? Right, if you're telling me that that's the final stage of the fruit, so how are they b'chai pater and meiser? Right, fruit are pater from chayiv and trumas meiser is when they finish growing, when they ripen. So if you're telling me these dates won't become ripe, but that's the end of their growth, so then why would you tell me that they're not chayiv and meisers? Tanya will learn that. So lo huskru page bisione. You have figs that don't mature. And they mention that in the base medrash, elalein in meiser bavad, because they're chayav in meiser, as the Gemara says, pagi bisyoni v'hani the tuvina chayav in meiser. Right, they are chayav in meiser. So why would you say that these dates that don't ripen are pater in meisros? Elal olam lav ben ischani. So rather, really, okay, we're not talking about the male female palm tree thing. Forget that. Elinian tomas oakland shiny. So why, therefore, is it not makabel toma? Because the halachos of food being mekabel tuma is different than the halachos of being chayv and trumas and meisros. Because Amar Rabbi Yochanan hold v'roy the matakon al yidei ha'or. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, there some things are considered food because you can make them edible with fire. So Hanami hold Yochol l'metakein al yidei ha'or. Since these kafnios, these dates that are unripe, can be kind of, I guess, I don't know, fried or whatever, or cooked and fired up a little bit, you can make them edible. So then that's going to give them the ability to become a makabel tumah. But they're not good enough for an eruv because an eruv requires food that is already edible, kind of like mishloach manos. whatever. Obviously, those are not related whatsoever, but both of them do require the food to be edible without any fix. Where did Rabbi Yochanan say this? Meaning, what context, where did we bring this in from? So, this brisa that talks about shkedim hamarim, if you have bitter almonds. So, ketanim chayavim, gedolim peturim. If the small ones are chayavim in meiser, but the big ones are potter. Some of the small ones are not totally bitter, and the big ones are completely bitter, so they're not considered food anymore. Metukim, but sweet almonds, obviously the ones that we eat, so the opposite. So gedolim chayavim, ketanim peturim, the big ones are chayav, because that's the end of their ripening cycle. The small ones are not yet ripe, so therefore they are still potter. Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Aviv, Rabbi Shimon Yossi says in the name of Rabbi Yossi, Zev Zel Potter, both of the Liftor, both of them are Potter, meaning Rashi says over here, Marim, the bitter ones, regardless of whether they're big or small, they are Potter, Dolopira, because they're not considered fruit. Rabbi Eli, and this is where Rabbi Eli said, Ho Rabbi Yochanan Vitzibori, Kedivrei Omer Zev Zel Liftor, and the halacha is that both of them are Potter, Ulamad the Omer Zev Zel Chiyuv Lamayachazi, and according to the one who says, no, these bitter almonds are Chayav and Chumas and Maestros, had it mecha tasty, they're bitter food, no one eats them. So this is where Rabbi Yochanan said, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, no, Varoy Lamatake and Al Gabeor. Since you can make them sweeter, you can fix them with fire, you can roast them, roasted almonds, right? Go to New York City, right? Roasted whatever they have, chestnuts, I guess. They smell it on every corner. So you can burn and kind of make these bitter almonds edible. So that's what he said. So too over here, unripe dates, by the kafnios. Okay, Amar Mar, we said that we had, the Mar said, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Kor, Harei, Huke, Eitz, Lechol, Devarov, right? We said a heart of palm is like wood, Elishanikav, Bekesef, Meiser, Sheni, or Kesef, Meiser, rather, but really it's talking about Meiser, Sheni, but rather you can buy it with money of Meiser, Sheni, so the Gemara says, I know Tanakama, right? That's exactly the same thing that Tanakama said. So Amar Abaye, the case is, Shalaku, Vatignu, Ikebeinayu, the difference is if you fried it, fascinating, if you fried them, right, according to Tanakama, who says it's not necessarily wood legamre, so if you fry them, so that you can make them into food, and then it's fine, they'll be mekalotzama. But Rabbi Yehuda says they're straight up wood, you can never, even fixing them, frying them, cooking them, whatever, drop in deep fryer, is not going to do anything. Maskev Rava, Rava said, 1 second, Amikah Lamad Amar Shlaku V'tiknu Lo. Right, does really, Rabbi Yehuda really holds that if you fry them, and you make them edible, it's not going to be a food, it's not going to be makamot tuma. But Tani was under a brisa, or about shilya, if you have animal skins, or the shilya, which is, I guess, the, what's it called? Comes out with the embryo, part of the afterbirth, I guess. The placenta, maybe that's the word I'm looking for. Maybe, I'm not sure, but I think that's what it is. Ein metamin tumas ochlin, that's not makamot tuma, because that's not food. But or sheshlok over shilya shechisha velaya, but if you cooked the skins, the hides or whatever, and you really wanted to eat this shilya, so then metamatum is oklam. Then you could make it. That's actually makabotumma. It's actually you just made it into food. So Ella, so Gemara says you're right. So that can't be the difference. Amarava, ikibinayu, bracha. The difference between Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda is simply the bracha if you would eat it. Again, Rabbi Yehuda said that it's considered to be the hearts of palm is considered to be wood, the gamre, straight up, all over the place. For any halacha, and Tanakama said it was not going to be makabel tuma, but he didn't say that. He didn't phrase it quite like that. So did it tomorrow, because so it was said. Kor, what's the bracha for hearts of palm? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bar Priyadama, Shmuel Omer Shakal Ne'avid Voro. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bar Priyadama. Why is it Adama? Because Uchlahu. Shmuel Omer Shakal Ne'avid Voro came with this Shesofa Lach Shos Lomu Baruch Ne'le Bar Priyadama. Since it's going to become hard eventually, we do not say Adama. So that's the Tanakama is going to hold that, again, it's not necessarily a wood straight up, so you'd make Adama. And Rabbi Yehuda would say, not Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda would say that it's an Eitz Legamre, and then you would make a Shanako. Amalei Shmuel, the Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel said to Rabbi Yehuda, Shinana, sharp one, right? That was a praise, that was a pat on the back. Kvasach Dimistara, Shmuel was more that it makes sense that you should make Adama. That's known because we have a similar case by radishes. Shesofolahakshos, that's end up getting, becoming hard. But you make a hadama on the radishes. So that's what the bracha you should make on the hearts of palm as well. So the Gemara says, Lohi. And it's not actually true, right? It's known because there's a difference between hearts of palm and radishes. It's known, not to inish adaita de fuglo. Right? Radishes, you plant to eat the radish. Right? That's the vegetable. Right? Dikla, but a palm tree, lo neti inish adaita de kora. No one plants a palm tree and says, oh, I got to get some hearts of palm. And so it's not exactly the same thing, and therefore you should say Sha'akol. And the Afagav, as the Gemara finishes off, Afagav the Kalsi Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda Hilchos Hakavasi the Shmuel, and the Halakha is in fact like Shmuel that you would say a Sha'akol on the hearts of palm. Okay, Shkoyah Golor Rabosa, we'll invite you in the Hail Geshas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.